A media outlet linked to Islamic State has allegedly issued a threat concerning all four of this week's ties. Arsenal host Bayern Munich at the Emirates Stadium tonight, while Manchester City are in action away to Real Madrid. Our sports correspondent Rob Harris has been reading comments about PSG's match in Paris against Barcelona tomorrow night from the French Interior Minister.
What he has said was, we have seen, among others, a communication from the Islamic State, which is particularly aimed at stadiums. And he's talking about how security will be considerably reinforced in Paris because of that threat.
Alan Bates has been explaining to an inquiry into the Horizon IT scandal why he took offence at comments by Davey. The now Lib Dem leader declined the first request for a meeting with the head of the Justice for Sub-Postmasters Alliance over concerns about the system. He then suggested the government had an arm's-length relationship with the post office. Sir Ed insists he wasn't aware of the scale of the problem.
When I put those concerns to post executives, I've lied to, just like sub-postmasters were lied to, the courts and judges were lied to, ministers of all parties.
Rescue's underway in West Sussex after flooding near a holiday park. One person has been taken to hospital and over 200 others have been led to safety after the River Arun burst its banks. Police have arrested a suspect after a mother was stabbed to death while pushing her baby in a pram. Kulsama Akhtar died after Saturday's attack in Bradford city centre. Rishi Sunak and Rwanda's president say they're looking forward to flights taking asylum seekers to the African nation this spring. Downing Street's released a statement following Paul Kagame's visits to Number 10 earlier. An outbreak of measles has been declared in Gwent in southeast Wales. Two new cases have been confirmed, bringing the total number up to four. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Maggs.
Thanks, Charlie.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, welcome aboard Tuesday's Drive with me, Joe Bailey. Let's check out the weather. Well, this evening will be breezy with some lingering cloud with the odd shower, turning dry and clear overnight, and the winds will finally ease. It's going to be a chillier one than of late, with overnight lows of 3. Now, the sun sets at 7:47 tonight. Tomorrow will remain dry to start with, but variable cloud and bright spells. It's going to be cloudy in the afternoon with some rain moving in. The rain will turn patchier in the evening. It's going to be a windy and milder day, with highs of 14 on Tuesday. Wednesday. Oh!
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM. Brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice. Doing more than you think.
Aha, as I said earlier, welcome aboard. It's me, Joe Bailey, on Tuesday's Drive. We got all together. We'll be here till 6 p.m. Yes, for fabulous music, a bit of chat. Sally of Essex Business Partnerships will be here with us soon as well. But let's go back to the 80s and kick off with a brilliant track from Genesis, Invisible Touch. love to hear from you. So do let me know if you would like a track. If we've got it in the studio, I'll make sure that I play with it. And if I haven't got it, then what I'll do, I will get hold of it for you and I'll play it here tomorrow. So you could do that, radio@phoenixfm.com. Just put Joe Bailey or Drive in the subject line so I know it's for me and nobody else nicks it. Oh, of course, my socials at Joe Bailey Music, that's Facebook, and for Instagram, and at Joe Bailey Music 1 for Twitter. You can DM me. You don't have to put a post down. The majority of people do. Just direct message me so nobody else can see. Right, now we have coming up a classic from Ed Sheeran. Actually, it's only 5 years old. It feels like it's been around longer than that. One of my favourite ones to play on the guitar as well, Castle on the Hill.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. And I was running from my brother and his friends. And tasted the sweet perfume of the mountain grass I rolled down. I was younger then. Take me back to when I found my heart. Broke it here, made friends and lost them through the years. And I've not seen the boring fields in so long. I know I've grown, but I can't wait to go home. Old and smoking and rolled cigarettes, running from the law through the backfields and getting drunk with my friends. Had my first kiss on a Friday night. I don't reckon that I did it right, but I was younger then. Take me back to when we found weekend jobs, and when we got paid, we'd buy cheap spirits and drink them straight. Me and my friend, not thrown up in so long. Know how we've grown, but I can't wait to go home. I'm on my way, driving at 90 down the country lane, singing to time. Dancer, and I miss the way you make me feel. It's real when we watch the sunset sell clothes. One works down by the coast. One had two kids but lives alone. One's brother overdosed. One's already on his second wife. One's just barely getting by. But these people raised me and I can't wait to go home. And I'm on my way. I still remember these old country lanes when we did not know the answers. And I miss the way you make me feel. It's real when we watch the sunset over the castle on the hill. So on the hill, over the car.
I did used to love his tartan trousers. I remember the video very, very clearly back in the 80s. It's funny, I can remember everything from when I was a kid. But you asked me what I even had for breakfast. I have no idea after time. Right, coming up, we have a brilliant track. It's actually from the 60s. We play everything here, mostly sort of like 80s, 90s, noughties, really. But we do throw good songs in from the 60s and, of course, the 70s. And this one in particular, actually on this day, Sandy Shaw won the Eurovision Song Contest. It was held in Vienna, obviously for the UK she was doing it. So this is Puppet on the String from 1967, but also broke a record that day for doing something else. Do you know what it was? I'll let you know after this.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club. A warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Like a puppet on a string.
Okay, so that was 67 even. On this day, in 1967, Sandy Shaw, yes, won the Eurovision Song Contest. And it wasn't just the fact that she was there on barefoot on the stage. Oh, no, she was actually the first female UK entry to win the Eurovision for us. So there you go. Dua Lipa up next from our A-list with Training Sessions. Dire Straits' Walk of Life coming up soon. And we've got to travel.
Are you someone for someone to tell you to go.
Kate Nash is on our A-list as well at the moment. I'm loving the new A-list. But I'm not going to play a new one because I played that yesterday. So I'm going to be cheeky and play one of my favourite ones of Kate Nash. This is Imperfect. Only out a couple of years ago. We've got Travel coming up straight after that.
Some days I wake up and I think I could take anything they throw at me. Some days I wake up and I just want to go right back to sleep. And there's so much pressure. Be smart, be cute, be nice, be better. Well, I'm just trying to be me. The whole world has an opinion on everything I do and how I feel. I can't keep up with it. I'm sick of trying to figure it out. Like I said, there's pressure. Be cool, be quick, do it all, be better. What does that even mean? There's a girl in the mirror and she's not what you tell her. She's a lot that you'll never even see. And she's made a decision, 'cause she doesn't have to fit in. She's not perfect, she's just human like me. Unclear. It hasn't been easy to get here. I lost sight of who I am, but now I know that I'm enough. But there's so much pressure. Be smart, be cute, be nice, be better. Things can get pretty tough. There's a girl in the mirror, and she's not what you tell her. She's a lot that you'll never even see. And she's made a decision, 'cause she doesn't have to fit in. She's not perfect, she's just human like me.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So, the clockwise are two lanes that were blocked, actually, on the M25 in Walthamabbey is now clear. That's all good news. That's one good one to start with. But Billericay partially blocked due to an accident at Little Norsey Road. Delays building both ways there now at the moment. B1025, Mersey is closed at the Mersey Causeway due to high tide. Well, there was an incident there yesterday as well, wasn't there? Goodness, it's all going on. Right, now, on the A120, slow traffic there between Coggleshall and the Marks Farm interchange. change. Also, you've got Rayleigh, so traffic on the High Street northbound between Rayleigh Weir Interchange and Crown Hill. Chelmsford, you're looking at the Westway, A1016, slow moving traffic between Rob Johns Road and Rittle Road. Also in Chelmsford, slow traffic there on Gallywood Road and Wood Street towards Miami Roundabout, New London Road. I love the name of that roundabout. Colchester, slow moving traffic on Magdalen Street, westbound between Brook Street and Mersey Road. Looking at the Dartford Tunnel, seems to be clear actually both ways today, so that's great news. Now heading over to the rail for you, reduced service on the C2C at Fenchurch Street. That's due to the industrial action. It's affecting services across the network, so do check your service provider for that one. Heading over to the Tube now, trains are not stopping on the Bakerloo line southbound at Wilson Junction. Problems with line side equipment actually. Minor delays on the central line, shortage of trains causing that. Underground station is closed on Northern line at Kentish Town. Still should be open by June apparently now. But finally, there's no service on the Northern line between Golders Green and Edgware, all due to engineering works. That's it from the travel updates from me. Now, Sally's brought along quite a few friends. So we've got a packed house today over in here at the studio. So we'll be hearing from Monica, Duncan, Steve and, of course, Sally all in about 5 minutes after we listen to Dire Straits with Walk of Life. Straits, Walk of Life. You're listening to Drive with me, Joe Bailey, on Phoenix FM, and it is the second Tuesday of the month, so we do have our Sally Sykes. Hello, Sally, how are you? Hang on, there's so many mics in the studio now, I've got to work out which one's which. There we go, Sal. Hello.
Afternoon, Joe. How are you two?
All good, all good, all good. Yeah, very busy, but in a good way, as you've been busy this morning, haven't you?
Yeah, we had our networking event at Brentwood, at the Brentwood Football Club, which was really nice. Even though it was Easter, we had quite a few people there. Not as many as normal, but we had some new people come along, which was great to see, because it's always good to see new people. But yeah.
Well, it's always difficult, I think, with things like that, because obviously it's businesses, and businesses are always really busy. So it's like trying to take the time off. So sometimes it always is like, oh, that's an event I can go to. Actually, I don't know until the day before. It's kind of one of those things, isn't it, with the networking?
And we don't stipulate you have to attend like some networking events. They like you to attend on a fortnightly basis or a weekly basis. It's we give and take to ours, because at the end of the day, you don't know what's going on within the business. That comes first.
No, that's right.
So we allow, not allow, but people come when they can. So
It's always easy to park over there as well. That's why I like it.
Yes. a few more signs for the directions would be quite nice.
Otherwise you go into the Brentwood Centre otherwise, right? Yeah.
Or here, with the new setup that they'll be starting in May, that might be different. There'll be a few more signs out there when they get their new pitch, so that's exciting.
I know, can't wait for the new stuff going on there. That's a completely different story though. But look, you've got a show coming, a business show coming up on the 15th of May. We'll talk about that a little bit later, but first of all, you brought along some guests, haven't you, today? Do you want to introduce them for us now?
I have. Both businesses are members of our group, so we've got Steve Chiltern from ERB, and we've got Duncan Moore from Let's Get Out, and Monica from Let's Get Out too, who now is showing her face. She's come into the business, so it's nice to really see Monica at networking events, because used to we see her when we go down there for our Meet the Partnership event, which was great, but now hopefully she'll come more.
So you've come out of the office, have you now, Monica?
Indeed.
Yeah. So if I can start with you first, Monica and Duncan, then a little bit about Let's Get Out. I actually know a bit about you guys anyway. So just if you'd like, for the listener listening for the first time, I assume that's Duncan, yeah.
Yeah, Let's Get Out started in 2020. We're an outdoor engagement company. So our main aim is to get young people outdoors, no matter what their background. So we started up in 2020 in the dark days of COVID, when we couldn't even have anyone outdoors. But since then, we've sort of grown on, and we've gone from sort of strength to strength. We run a lot of Duke of Edinburgh Award expeditions, forest schools, and we do a lot of funded projects with sort of bushcraft related and hiking related sort of funded projects. So yeah.
That's amazing, Duncan. I mean, is this all local, Essex-based, is it, or does it go out a bit further as well?
We're mainly Essex-based with a lot of our funding projects, but our Duke of Edinburgh Award expeditions, which we offer to schools and organisations, is sort of all around East Anglia and London as well, so we spread out quite a bit. Yeah. We've also been doing, as over Easter, we've been doing the Holiday and Foods programme, which is the school clubs for the children who receive sort of free school meals and stuff. So that's our first offering of that this Easter.
Well, I don't know, you have time to go to a networking business event, because you're always so busy then. But is this any age? What sort of age especially with the Duke of Edinburgh Awards, what one are you looking? Is it like from under 10s or?
No, Duke of Edinburgh Award starts 14 plus. So they start their bronze at 14 plus, and then it goes up from 16 onwards, they can do their gold. So you have your bronze, silver and gold. Yeah,
brilliant stuff. And so how did you get to meet Sally and hear about Essex Business Partnerships?
Can't remember.
You're like me, Duncan. You're like me. What did you do in 1991? Then you'll remember that. You'll be like me. You're the same thing. You can't remember what we did yesterday or how you met, but
I think it would have been through the good old social media somewhere.
Yeah.
I think I heard about Duncan and the parachute, who used to have meetings under the parachute. And then, I think it was Clive Roberts that introduced you to us.
Yeah, it may have been, yeah, it probably was actually, yeah. So we've got a parachute in our woods, so it's like one of our main shelters, but we've got two parachutes.
Oh, nice.
So we all meet under there around the fire circle.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Yeah. Can I get an invite now? I need to come along, I think, yes. Anyway, listen, sitting there as well, we've got Steve, haven't we? Hello, Steve.
Hiya, thanks for the invitation, coming over. My name's Steve Chilton. I'm account director at ERB Commercial Risks. We are a commercial insurance broker based in Brentwood on High Street, just next to the lovely Wilson's Corner. We are a sort of family-owned business that's been set up 10 years ago, just celebrated our 10th anniversary last week, funnily enough. For a lot of people who don't really understand as to why we're called ERB, it's actually after the firstborn of my directors, which is Elodie Rosebanks, hence the name. But yeah, essentially we're a commercial insurance broker, so any business that has a requirement for insurance, be it liability insurance because they've got staff or for the work they carry out, property, motor, professional indemnity, there's a very long list of products that we can actually offer, but essentially we're there to help any business protect their business.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, essentially we've been there now. We moved to Brentwood in 2020 in the height of COVID.
Yeah.
But I say we are situated in a lovely Grade 2 listed building in Brentwood.
Oh, lovely.
But yeah, it's insurance is what we do, and we look to take people's headaches away. So.
Yeah, and it's nice to say to see the High Street bustling again as well. So I need more businesses like you to come along. I think I know where you are when you said the Grade 2 listed building as well. Yeah, and I think
yeah,
I know
we're
exactly
based
where.
Yeah, we're based on called, yeah, the long room.
I just passed it actually. I got diverted in that way. So there, it was meant to be, wasn't it? I guess. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, so Sally, sort of like, you know, like just having sort of Monica Duncan and Steve in here, completely different businesses because you have a lot of charities as well. I mean, you can see how the networking does work, right? Because you're all in here now. So what would you say really that for someone listening for the first time, that the Essex Business Partnerships provides for a business that you wouldn't do basically if you just looked online and thought, or you could do a little bit of networking online? What, apart from the obvious here today, do you think that you provide more than somebody else could do that? I'll put you on the spot now, haven't I? Yeah.
Well, to be honest, we're not online because I don't feel it's, don't get me wrong, online is good, but you don't really get that, the communication going. I don't know, it's best to ask, Duncan or Steve, but I think you don't get you have to build trust in networking. You have to build trust. If you're going to do referrals, you're not going to refer anybody that you don't know, and you get body language. You feel as you can tell if you like a person or don't like a person, or you don't quite trust them, or it's, you know, it's body language as a whole. But I think a lot more people like to see somebody in the flesh. You know, it's all well and good looking at someone online, but do you really know who they are? You can see a photo of them or a picture of them, but you know, do you know? It's funny, people like to see you in the flesh, and it's nice because you get all different forms of businesses that come along to events. It's referrals that people say come along. Even today I've had three people inquire since our networking event this morning. I've seen your events, you know what they like, and I would like to come along. So there's constantly out there, and we don't put pressure on our members or attendees either. You know, if you can make it, you can make it. If you can't, you can't. We don't put, you have to make referrals. You know, a lot of, you know, some of these referrals can put businesses under pressure, and they have to put so many referrals through. And if you haven't got them because you're concentrating on your business, because that's the end of the day, that's where you're bringing your money in from. It's not necessarily the referrals. It puts pressure on people, and some people, you know, mental health side, they're trying to keep their business afloat, to keep their family afloat, etc. They don't need the external sources. Don't get me wrong, some networking events can really work well, but it's down to the individual business. Not all businesses suit that type of networking. But yeah, I think we're just a relaxed group of business people that can have a laugh, because when we go out to Duncan's, you know, we sit around the campfire and well, he's cooked the burgers with Monica, and we've sat around there eating them, but it's around a campfire. It's a completely different relationship that you can build. It's team building. It's like we did bushcraft. You know, we had, and it was great. I'm looking forward to the next. But, you know, we were lighting fires, etc. It's something that you don't do normally. So you take people out into different environments. You know, with Steve's ERB, when they hosted one as well, it was a completely different experience. And that's what we like to do. We build relationships with businesses. And it comes in all different forms. So, you know.
But I didn't realise. So, Steve, you hosted an event as well.
Yeah, I've hosted a cheese and wine evening. So I've sort of done it outside of normal sort of working hours. But
I'll have to give you my number there, Steve, for the next time that happens. Yeah.
Actually asked me to do another one, so yeah. I'm sure we will do it at some point. But yeah, I think this is a lot of the reason why we like working with Essex Business Partnership, because it's a real friendly atmosphere. It's not pushy. It's not very salesy. You're just encouraged to have conversations with people, and people you build a rapport and a relationship with, that then help those individuals out. And that's ultimately what we're about. Like I say, it's not high pressure.
Mm-hmm.
It's effective. You get in a room, get to know people, and kind of build that rapport and kind of build that confidence in the people that you've actually had dealings with. And I'll say that's why we're a member of Essex Business Partnership, and that's why we are a staunch supporter of there, because you're just encouraged to kind of meet new people. If I haven't been to an event, or I've missed an event where potentially someone would benefit from me, Sally's one of the first people to pick the phone up to be saying, you missed this event, but I mentioned your name, and would pass on the actual referral and the recommendation. And ultimately, that's how it should be. Business should be, you should be encouraged to do business with people you feel confident in doing business with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same for our particular business, is that we have to have relationships with lots of insurers. But the reason we get deals, the reason why we can arrange good policies, is because we have good relationships with the end underwriter. Mm. And it's the same with in any business. It's just you need to obviously to have conversations with people, put yourself in a room and show them what you can do.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think, like, as you say, Sally, earlier, like, a lot of the online stuff does work. And I think, you know, for visibility, I think it works sometimes. But a lot of it is virtual signaling. But you can't do that if you're actually all getting together. And, you know, you provide, you do what it says on the tin, really, didn't you, for Essex Business Partnerships? I think that maybe that should be your tagline.
Duncan and Monica's business,
you
can't necessarily be done online.
No.
You can't put a computer in the middle of the woods, and you need to be out there. You need to be hands-on, and it's a great experience. You know, as I say, corporate team-building days that a lot more people are doing now, fantastic, you know, get into the woods. You know, there's so much out there. Even, like, if you do tree hugging, like we've done it with one of our members, there's so much you can do in the woods. And it's when you listen to how experienced, and Duncan and Monica are only two of Let's Get Out, but when you get them all together, it's like, oh my God, you know, it's a great experience. And for any business that's listening, if you're doing an extra special, you know, event, team building day, head over there, because it's a whale of an experience. It's so different from other things that you can do. It's just takes you out of that circle,
and you're bringing it all together as well for everybody as well. So, but I'll tell you what we're going to do. Steve, you've got a request. I always ask, don't I, Sally, everyone who comes into the studio, if you've got a request. You've got one. Do you want to say what it's for? Do you want to give a shout to anyone if you want to?
Well, I'd have to give a shout, otherwise I might get shot when I get home. the song would be David Bowie, Heroes, which was actually played when I following getting married to my wife in the middle of COVID. But it's threefold, really. I mean, heroes, everyone wants to be a hero one day, and Sally helps us do that by helping the local community, which I kind of take my hats off. It's obviously for my wife, because obviously it's her song, and thirdly because Alex Bates is up there speaking to the local government in regards to what happened with the post office. So again, big hero of mine for making sure things are getting rectified. So.
Great stuff. Here we go.
Swing. Market Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org. Take the first step to recovery.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
So we're back here on Phoenix FM with me, Joe Bailey, on Drive, and we've got Monica and Duncan of Let's Get It Out.
Hello.
And we've got Steve of ERB, Commercial Risk. Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Steve. And, of course, we've got Sally Sykes, who brought us all together today.
Hello there.
It's a wonderful thing, isn't it, bringing people together. Now, Monica Duncan, I've heard something about a minibus I could hear over there. I'm not quite sure what it is. Do you want to enlighten us?
Yeah, we've just very, very recently, we've received, thanks to sort of Essex County Council and the UK SPF fund, we've received some funding for to get ourselves a minibus, which is great. It's something we've been sort of after for a long time because we can just see the benefit of it all. It's going to really open up sort of how we operate our funded projects and sort of how we can manage them geographically and take the young people further afield into much better things. So it's going to be really a real game changer for how we operate stuff, because obviously with the woodland we're very, very confined geographically. We can't move the woodland very far, so it sort of holds us
not
in an
far.
Area no but with the minibus it's going to allow us to open up many, excuse the pun, but different avenues for
us. Needed one of those comedy little one. Yeah, never mind. Yeah. Well done, yeah.
Different avenues of so many different sort of things we can do with our project funding. So yeah, so we're really grateful for that funding. It'll be great.
I can see the smiles on your face. Literally, you've brightened up the room. The pair of you, Monica and Duncan, the pair of you. That's brilliant news.
Yeah.
That's fabulous stuff. But listen, Sally, if I can come back to you now, because you have, on May the 15th at Greenwoods Hotel and Spa, your other event. I can't keep up with them, to be fair. What one is it this time?
Well, this time is going to be our annual business show.
The big one.
We run it once a year. Last year we were at Greenwoods. It was a very good event. Duncan visited. Steve exhibited, and it was a nice day, although I say it myself, it was a lovely day with people sitting outside. They were eating lunch, networking, and they were walking inside. It's slightly different this year. We're not going to have any presenters. It's just going to be a business show, so we're going to have 40 exhibitors in the room. There's lots already taken up, stands already, so nice selection of businesses. So, yeah, it's a free event to attend for attendees. People are booking in now to come along. So, yeah, 6 weeks, I think, and counting.
Brilliant. Yeah. So you can literally go onto your website and just book to come in, and it's free to just come in and walk around. For anyone, you don't even have to be a business or something like that, because you could be thinking maybe starting up a business
No, anything from, you know, if you're thinking of a business, there's probably going to be business advisors there, because although the people are there at stands, which is great to showcase one's business, you'll always have people, businesses milling around, and it's amazing, you get talking to people. And I think we've always put with our business shows, which is very different, we always do coffee and cake to start with, so that, you know, we sweeten everybody up first.
It's another cha-ching. And what's going on with these puns today? Goodness me.
You'll have to come along for the coffee and cake. And then we've got networking after the show. So for those people that want to stay and haven't had a chance to network, we kind of chill out. We go, if it's nice, we'll be out on the patio and we'll have a nice drink. And, yeah, it's networking. So it's quite nice to finish the day off. And it was very successful last year. So hopefully this year will be bigger and better and more, you know, more successful.
Yeah, there's nothing better than face-to-face. I mean, so, Steve, so you was actually exhibiting last year then, was you?
Yes, I was part of the exhibitors last year. I think it's important to, again, obviously, we can go to various kind of networking meetings in the mornings and the evenings, what have you, but an annual event, it just kind of gets an opportunity to really show what ERB can actually do and reach a wider audience. And like I say, we're always part of it, and like I say, it's a great event to be part of.
Well, it obviously works for you, otherwise you wouldn't go back again, would you?
Exactly,
so, you know,
exactly.
Yeah. Perfect person to bring in there then, Sally, wasn't it, for today? Well done.
No, I have to admit, ERB have been great for us this year, because they sponsored the Health and Wellbeing Conference, which we did in collaboration with Essex Cricket. So they were one of the sponsors there. So, yeah, they have really supported Essex Business Partnerships. Mm. And Duncan was also at the Health and Wellbeing as well. So, yeah, and hopefully we'll have him at the business show. Mm. I was talking to him this morning, so it's early days yet.
But everyone you bring in every week, I was going to say, but every month, you know, they've all had really valid stories as well, and on how you've helped their business. Sometimes a missing link with things that they didn't even know were missing links. They've now sort of like got sorted out in their business, and it's helped them. So, you know, kudos to you, Sally, really, to be fair. Well done.
Thank you. Nice one.
That's because I want extra cake and coffee when I come along. So, listen, if I start with you first, Monica, how can we find Let's Get It Out online? Or Duncan, go on.
I'll answer this
one. All right.
So, online, the website is letsgetout.co.uk. Very easy to find. But mainly we're on, so if you search for Let's Get Out CIC on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, we're on all of those normal social media platforms where you can see some of the fun things we get up to.
Brilliant. Thanks, Monica. And Duncan, over to you, Steve, you'll go.
our website is ERB Insurance, and our website is just actually being, well, it's in the throes of being changed over to a new site to celebrate our 10th anniversary. So, yeah, by all means, hop by.
Oh, great stuff. And Sally.
Well, our website's www.essexbusinesspartnerships.org.uk, and if you can't find their websites, you can go on our website and get all their details from our business directory, so, and a lot more details, information for them as well. So, yeah.
Great stuff. And, of course, if you've just joined us and thought, oh, I've missed that, what have I missed there? Don't worry, it'll be all up online in a couple of days' time. Go to phoenixfm.com and you go to Drive or Joe Bailey, and you will see, or the, I'm going to call it an episode then, but it's not, but you will see the catch-up there, and with all the relevant links for everybody that you've just missed. Listen, thank you, Monica, Duncan, Stephen, of course, Sally. I'm going to leave you with Calvin Harris and Rag and Bone Man, Lovers in a Past Life. And I'll see you after four. It's coming up quick. Thanks again.
Bye.
Bye. Patience feels like I've been waiting for a lifetime. Lightning to strike me. Daydreams feels like I've been sending out the signals. Hoping that you'll find me. I don't need the details. You don't need to tell me. It's like I already know where you'll be. You and me, we were lovers in a past life. Slow dancing in the midnight glow. I wanna hold you for a lifetime. For all we know, these are familiar places. Maybe we're not just strangers. You and me, we were lovers in a past life.
stronger. Late at night, I wonder, were you thinking of me?
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.